From NPR and WBUR, I'm Lisa Mullins, along with Peter O'Dowd. It's Here and Now. The White House says it's not giving up, even after it was dealt a big blow this afternoon on a colossal trade pact, or aspects of it. Just within the past 90 minutes, the U.S. House refused to give President Obama approval on some key tenets of the fast-track legislation that he wanted. That is a 12-nation deal, the TTP is, with that would make links among 40% of the global economy from the U.S. to Australia and include Japan, Canada, and Mexico. Here, live, to sort out the politicking, the strange bedfellowing, and the upshot of today's vote on Capitol Hill is Ron Elving. Ron is NPR's senior Washington editor and correspondent. Hi, Ron.
Hello, Lisa.
So what happened today on Capitol Hill?
This was a confusing afternoon on Capitol Hill, but here's how I think it's best to sort it out. The Senate passed a package that went to the House, and the House decided to take the parts of the package apart because they thought that would be the best way to get them passed. That strategy backfired. So the president was given the authority for fast track, which means he can bring back that trade deal with the Pacific nations, and the House and Senate can't change it. It's just an up or down vote. He was given that by the narrowest of margins, just barely got it, but the House voted down the other portion of the package that the Senate had passed. And because the two are conjoined, the fast-track authority that the president wants can't go to the president until all parts of the package have been approved by the House, and that's hanging fire.
So does that mean the trade pact, TPP, is dead?
It would if the House can't get fast-track authority approved in the same form as the Senate. The Senate is not going to pick up what the House did today and accept it. That we know for certain. So the House is going to have to get closer to what the Senate did in order to advance it to the president for his signature so that it becomes law. Then the president can finalize this deal. It's been under negotiation for many months, but the deal can't come to fruition. It can't come to the Congress for final approval until the president has that authority that stops them from changing it. That's what we call fast-track authority or trade promotion authority. That's what he wants.
Okay, now this was expected to be a pretty close vote. The numbers, though, seem really lopsided and kind of strange. In fact, what happened?
The trade promotion authority passed by the close vote we expected, just one or two votes to spare. But the trade adjustment assistance, which is good things for people who may lose their job because of this trade deal, yes, called TAA, all these abbreviations get very confusing. But people lose their jobs sometimes because of trade deals, and usually it's the Democrats who are concerned about that, and they push this kind of legislation to be a companion to the fast-track authority, saying people who get hurt should get special help. That was separated out in a vote that was supposed to pass mostly with Democratic votes. The Democrats said, hey, if we vote against the part we like, it also kills the part we don't like. So because these are conjoined twins that have to go forward together, by stopping one, the Democrats were able to keep the part that was fast track from getting to the president. That's why this was a defeat for the president, and it was dealt to him by his own party.
Okay, what's next, Ron?
What's next is the Republican leaders who came up with this strategy of separating the bill into two parts are going to go back to a huddle and come out with a new format to vote on it again. They're hoping to do it next Tuesday. And if they can get enough votes from both parties, and there are some Republicans who don't go along with their party on this as well, people who don't want to give anything to Barack Obama, those people will have to either get on the bill or the Democrats will have to change their minds or the president won't get his fast-track authority.
Thank you. NPR senior Washington editor and correspondent Ron Elving, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Lisa.